if you're going to transfer something in discipleship, you have to have something. And if you look closely through 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can see right after Paul has said, we gave your own life to you. He said, and you work day and night. We serve you in all ways. We were not taking money from you or taking, we just serve you and help you in all the ways. And he showed a passion, because passion transfer. If you know that, you have experienced that yourself, I guess. If you are together with people with a passion for something, you suddenly start to think, you get some passion yourself for the same thing. And that's happened. If you have a passion for something, and he, like Paul, he has a so passion for Jesus. He's passionate in what he's doing. And this passion is transferring to the people from his life. So as a leader, and that's also a common in leadership theory, you can't lead without passion to the thing you lead. Because passion, the passion you have is transferring to the people around you. You are giving away what you have through the others. Your DNA, your passion will influence the other. And that's what you see in Paul's life. His passion, so passionate for Jesus, that this passion is transferring. So passion is one of the things that transfer to the other if you have a passion in your life as a church planter for what you're doing, for the call God has given you, for the faith he has given you to really see a change, for the vision he has given you, that transfer.